Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, March the 3rd, 1985. The prayer of our heart is that this service will be a blessing and a real uplift in your life as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day. God bless you. At this time, our choir has got a song that says, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Every one of us has a mansion if we're saved and know the Lord. First song that Myrna played there was entitled, What a Wonderful Savior. This was Earl's mom's favorite song. We have a wonderful Savior today who is preparing a place for us. And that's what we're going to be preaching on tonight as we take the words from John 14, Let not your heart be troubled. That will be the service this evening. But we have a mansion just over the hilltop. Pray for Eric Warren and Brother Tom and Myrna as they participate in this song.
Oh.
While Brother Burns comes up to read our scripture and lead us in prayer, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. Two that I mentioned before Sunday school began this morning, Susan Edwards, Ed Whitaker's daughter. I married Susan and Tim Edwards a few years ago. She is now over in the hospital. We'll be having surgery, I believe, in the morning. Let's be praying for her. And also Billy Davis. This is Jeff and Rick and Donna's uncle, who's also over in the hospital and needs our prayers. Brother Lafer Giles is not doing well at all right now. Let's be praying for him. We're certainly glad to have Kathleen with us today. God bless you, Kathleen, and you and your family, and John, and Martha, and Jeff. We know God's certainly able to bless you and your family. How many treatments do you have this week? Two treatments this week. God bless you and supply your needs during this time. We know God's able. He's more than able. We thank God that He's brought Myrna back to play the piano for us this morning. And that's the answer to prayer. God answers prayer. We thank God for this. We just need to keep looking up. We also want to pray today and this week for Tommy Smith. He's still in ICU down here at the hospital. Alice Watts, she got to go home. So she continue to pray for them. Eugene Fields, his sister. Can lift them up in prayer. And also Teresa's dad, Leo Feltner. Is he in Lexington, Teresa? He didn't go. Let's be praying for Teresa's dad this week. Also Mrs. Beck and Brother Murray Caldwell and others listed here in the bulletin. We know God's more than able to supply the needs of each one of these. As we ask Brother Burns to come and lead us in our scripture reading and prayer.
Our scripture reading is taken from the 13th chapter of St. John, beginning with the 27th verse. We'll read down through the 30th. And after the sop, Satan entered into him and said unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought that because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things which we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee this morning for thy Son Jesus, who so freely gave his life upon the cross that we may have life and life more abundantly. Now, Lord, we thank thee for all the prayers that thou hast answered here. We thank thee for Sister Kathleen and for my wife, and Myrna. Oh, there are many who this morning who that thou hast healed and made able to come back to thy house. Thank thee, Father. Now, Lord, we thank thee this morning for this church and its every member. We thank thee for Brother James as he so faithfully serves here at this place. We pray that thou would endue him with power from on high as he brings the message this morning to this people. Give him the words, our Father, that he needs here for this people. Now, Father, we pray that thou would go with us through the remainder of this service. Lead us and direct us. It is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Fertilized Hymnal. Let's turn to page 194. Let's all stand as we sing all three verses. Love Lifted Me.
I was changed in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep they stayed within, sinking to Christ, O Lord. But the Master of the sea heard but his merry cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day, and we thank you for each one here, Lord. We just realize that there's so much illness and so many difficulties that Satan can set before us, Lord, but we thank you for each one here.
Amen.
For the opportunity to come to thy house and worship thee. We just thank you for your many blessings to us, Lord. We just realize that you are in charge and that all things work together for the good to them that know the Lord.
Amen.
We just pray, dear God, for this offering this morning, that it might be used, that someone would come to thee before it's eternally too late, Lord. We just pray for this service and for Brother James, that you would use him and speak through him this morning. We just pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
just before the message, Tom and Fred are going to come to sing for us. And, you know, they always bless our hearts. Say, sing for the glory of God.
Last week, Brother James mentioned the song that he liked or he wanted sung or something. I don't know if he thought he'd get it this quick or not. I may wish he hadn't after he listens to it, but we're going to try to sing it anyway.
You're invited to a wedding that will be held soon. We are the bride, Christ is the groom, with the crown to wear and the long white robe. We'll walk down the aisle made of pure gold.
God is your answer. How will
have already been sent out. They're hearing God's word both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Isaiah 55:1 says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters." And Jesus gave a parable of a wedding invitation. He sent out the invitations, and one after another said, "I can't come." Then Jesus said, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full." There's going to be people in heaven, and there are people there right now, right this moment, that are waiting on their brand new body, their glorified body, just like the Lord's body. And someday, as I've said, the church down here and the church up there are going to unite in the air, and 1 Thessalonians 4 says, "Forever we'll be with the Lord." There's going to be a wedding in heaven. As we're told in the book of Revelation, the marriage supper of the Lamb. So I trust you're ready for the wedding. Today we're going to preach on one of the people in the Bible that it's hard to preach on a message like this. Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus. We're going to begin today a series of messages that will take us through the week after Easter. Today we're going to be taking the last four words of verse 30 of John 13, and it was night. Next Sunday we're going to be preaching on Jesus' agony in the garden. Unless Jesus is back before then, or I'm going up there to be with him. The following Sunday, March the 17th, we're going to be preaching on Simon Peter and the decision that he made. 24th of March, the man who barely made it. March the 31st, the rent veil. Easter Sunday, the glory of the empty tomb. And the Sunday after Easter, except I shall see. I trust you'll be praying for the pastor. I need your prayers. We need to pray for each other. Ms. Lane always reminds us. As we strive together for the glory of God. Father, we just pray as we look into your word at this time that you would quieten our hearts and help us, Lord, to know beyond the shadow of doubt that we're saved and on our way to heaven, that our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, if there is one here in this service who still has not got his or her name in the Lamb's Book of Life, we pray that today they would get ready for the wedding. We thank thee for all you're able to do, Lord, in our lives as we look up to thee right now and throughout this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't understand how anyone could fellowship with Jesus for 3 years and still be lost. I don't understand that. But I know this. It was Scripture being fulfilled. The psalmist said in Psalm 41:9, "Yea, mine own familiar friend." I want to stop right there and say this. Jesus called Judas friend in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. And this was fulfilled here in John 13 and some of the other gospel writers. In fact, Matthew 26:21 says, "And as they did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." He said almost the same words as John gave us here in John 13. The Bible tells us in the 10th chapter of John, one of the most wonderful verses in the Bible, especially the last part of that verse. But the first part says in John 10 and verse 10, the first part of the verse says, "The thief," and my friend, the devil is a thief. He is our enemy. If you have no other enemy, you have the devil if you're a Christian today. He is out to do three things. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." The last part of the verse, Jesus says, "I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." If I were you today, I would come to Jesus if I had not come to him yet. My name was not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today I would have my name written there as I would come to Jesus and accept him as my own personal Savior and Lord. The thief comes to steal our time, our talents. He comes to kill our influence and to destroy our character. Judas, and it was night. In John 13:30, it says, "He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night." In Luke 22:3, it tells us this, "Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12." And it says almost the same thing in verse 27, here of John 13. "And after the sop, Satan entered into him." Excuse me. "Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly." Judas went outside the four walls of that upper room, and it was night. I like what Brother Flincham said in our Sunday school class this morning about this verse. Judas went out into the night forever. Did you know there is such a place that Jesus mentioned it many times about outer darkness? There is a place called heaven, and thank God for that. There is a mansion waiting for us over the hilltop, but there is also a place called hell that is called the place of outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. First of all, Judas went out into the night of decision. He made a choice, and he made the wrong decision. Myself, I don't believe that Judas was ever saved. I believe in eternal security. I believe once you're saved that the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in Him, and He is in God, and no man can pluck us out of their hands. Romans 8 says that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In fact, Jesus said this about Judas, the one who would betray him. He said it would have been better for that man if he had never been born. If he had never been born. My friend, it would have been better for us if we have never been born, if we're never born again. Because we're going to live somewhere. Judas went out into the night of decision. He made the wrong choice. Life is made up of one choice after another. You chose today to be in this service. Nobody didn't tie you up and carry you here. You came here of your own free will. I appreciate each one of you being here. You made the right choice, because Hebrews 10:25 tells us to not forsake the assembly of ourselves together. I'm glad you're here. Life is made up of one choice after another. In Matthew 26, the Bible tells us, "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and said to them, What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver." What a decision. What a decision. In John chapter 12, when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped them with the hairs of her head, Judas said, "Why was not this sold, and the money given to the poor?" And John said, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but that he was a thief." That he was a thief. And had the bag and bear what was put therein. Judas was never saved. This was Scripture being fulfilled. Jesus said this about Judas. It's already said, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed." It had been better for that man if he had not been born. Judas is always identified as the man, the one that should betray him. At least twice in the Bible, in the gospel writers, There's a list of the disciples, all 12. And Judas is always identified as the one that would betray him, even 3 years before it happened. My own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, hath lifted up his heel against me. A mother and her small daughter were walking past the home where Abraham Lincoln lived, used to live. And the lights were burning inside. And as the little girl looked at her mommy, she said this, "Look, mommy, when Mr. Lincoln went away, he left the lights on. He left the lights on." My friend, I want to say this about each one of us. When you and I go away up there, we need to leave the lights on. We need to leave a life behind that someone else could find the Lord Jesus Christ by following us. Judas did not have a light. He went out and it was night. Night. If you want your influence for Jesus to last, put him first. Second, Judas went out into the night of destiny. Destiny. Every one of us gathered in this room today are going somewhere. We're going somewhere. And the very important question is where? Where are we going? When Judas left the warm atmosphere of the upper room, he sealed his destiny. If you leave this service lost today, you might seal your destiny. You may never hear another message from God's Word. The Holy Spirit may never speak to your heart again. This is a very important service today. And it's not an accident that you're in this service this morning. Judas went out and it was night. A night of destiny. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time." The chaplains down at the hospital had a meeting with one of the doctors one time. He gave us a lesson on something. I forget what it was now, but I remember this from him. He said, "Now is all you've got. Now. Right this moment is all we have." Judas left. The other 11 disciples and Jesus and went immediately out, and it was night. The night of destiny. The word destination means the place where a journey ends. And someday our journey is going to end. The Lord could come back today and time for us would be no more. We'd be in eternity with Him. We're all going somewhere. Jesus said to Judas these words, "That thou doest, do quickly." And I believe this is good advice for us as Christians. For you who don't know the Lord yet, whatever you do, do quickly. Trust Jesus now. Invite Him into your life now. Life is too short. Eternity is too long. Put off this most important decision. The Bible says this about Judas. In Acts 1:25, it says that he might go to his own place. Judas went out into the night of destiny. He also went out into the night of destruction. What road are you traveling right now? There's only two. The broad highway, Jesus said in Matthew 7, enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. It leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. There's only two ways. There's only two foundations in Matthew chapter 7. This is also given. Jesus said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man that built his house on a rock. Where's your house built? Is it on a rock? Or is it on the sinking sand? And Jesus said in that parable, well, the storms come, the winds blew, the rain falls, it beats on that house, and it fell not, for it was on a rock. Where's your house? Judas went out into the night of destruction. A person who does not know the Lord, it says this about them in Romans 3:16, destruction and misery are in their ways. That's a lot different than Psalm 23:6, isn't it? It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But an unsaved person, one who does not know the Lord, one whose name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, it says destruction and misery are in their ways. You don't have to leave this service today lost. Christian, you don't have to leave this service out of God's will. Life is too short to put off this most important decision. Paul said in Philippians 3, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame. Judas went out into the gnat. But you can leave this church today walking in the light of God's love. John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Judas left the light and went out into the night. As Brother Flincham said in the Sunday school lesson, forever. He went out into the night forever. Today I believe Judas is in hell, waiting to stand before the great white throne judgment, to be cast out into outer darkness. Do you ever hear of anyone named Judas? I don't believe I know of anyone living on this earth today named Judas. Why? Because of what happened to Judas. You may know of someone by that name, I don't. There's a lot of people named John and other disciples that Jesus had. But Judas, he left the light, Jesus, and he went out into the night. It was night. Judas came to the conclusion that Jesus was really going to be crucified. And so he went and threw those 30 pieces of silver down. Remember in John 12, John said that Judas was a thief and did not care for the poor. But here is a scene that wrung the heart out of God, I guess. As Judas comes and throws the money down and leaves and goes out and hangs himself. The Bible says he repented himself. There's nothing in the Bible about where he shed tears or real repentance. He went out and hanged himself. And as Acts 1 told us, He went to his own place. You don't have to die lost. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to die like that. You can die. In fact, you can go to sleep. I believe death for a Christian is sleep. And he fell asleep. Stephen went to be with his Lord. He fell asleep. I'm glad that the Bible tells us this. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was napped. Don't leave this service the way Judas left Jesus, lost. You can come to know him right now. As you come to him by faith, for by grace, are you saved through faith? And that not of yourselves, it's a gift. What do you do with a gift? You receive it. You can't work 1 second for a gift. You receive salvation as a gift. As Brother Tom comes to lead us in our invitation hymn, page 212, why not today make peace with God? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, as we stand to sing, page 212, only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Some of you young people here today may be in eternity this time next Sunday. You better listen to God's word. Trust Jesus today. Open up your heart and let him come in as we sing. As we stand.